This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, video.
If they had a feeling like me.
And that's the way it
is. Hello. Hi. Hope you're good. It's all good here. Hope your Tuesday, the 11th of August, is entirely marvellous so far. And yes, this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, once again here with you now up until 8 o'clock tonight. So keep your dial here, 98.0 or phoenixfm.com. Or if you're on a smart speaker, ask it to play Phoenix FM. Probably, if you're listening, you've already done that, which is blooming marvellous. So yes, it's baking hot out there. We're enjoying a fabulous summer right now, and I'm going to keep the tracks coming, many of which, as ever, have been suggested by you guys, which is totally wonderful of you. But also, we like to have wacky themes on the show that goes like this. If you just heard me chat to Ian Lee at the end of his brilliant Drive Time show, you will know that the inspiration, the exhaustive research I carry out, it wasn't really giving me a lot of inspiration today, because yes, it may be annual medical checkup day, go and get one. It may be raspberry tart day, go and get one. And it may also be play in the sand day, go and get some. I thought, don't want to find tracks that link to any of those things. And then I just had the most bizarre thought ever. Wouldn't it be a bit of a challenge to get people to send in examples of artists or songs that have only one syllable in their name or in the title of the song? So for the early part of the show, we're going to do artists with one syllable names, and then we're going to do songs with one syllable names, and we'll see which is more prevalent. But you guys, as ever, have provided lots of fabulous suggestions, so let's see if they make it into the show. Well, the show opener was suggested by Graham Long a bit earlier on Facebook, so thanks so much, Graham. Classic band, one syllable name, Queen. This is going to be a one syllable show. I'm not going to speak entirely in words of one syllable, because that would be virtually pointless and allow me not to display my verbosity. Queen say Don't Stop Me Now, and so do I.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. Defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping me. Time, I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
yes,
now.
I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all. Yeah. I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars on a collision course. I am a satellite. I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload. Like an atom bomb, but that oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, explode.
I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic woman of you.
Don't stop me, don't stop me, don't stop me.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't stop me, don't stop me. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I like
don't stop
it.
Me.
good time. Just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
Have a good time.
Don't stop me
yes,
now.
Have a good time.
I don't want to stop at all.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, this is the show that goes like this. It's coming up to 10 past 6 on Tuesday the 11th of August. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being a part of this show. Remember, it's so much better when you guys get interactive and contribute as well. It pays to follow the show on social media because so much of what goes on the airwaves is replicated there and you can answer things, you can enter competitions. I have to say over and over, there is no monetary value to any prizes that could be picked up. It's just a kind of verbal accolade that you will know you can hold your head high for a week or so, at least until the next time. Yes, so today we will be looking at celebrity birthdays a bit later on. There will be Ben's impossible question. There will be a chance for somebody to win that highly coveted, non-monetary, non-tangible prized Legend of the Week award. And there will be a poll running during the show as well. I'm going to put another track on, then I'll start sharing all that ridiculousness with you guys. Thanks so much for sharing your song suggestions and for being here. It's Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. It's at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Let's all have a wonderful Tuesday evening together. Let's jump, thanks to Barbara Ferry suggesting it, by the Pointer Sisters.
Thank you.
FM.
And that was the Pointer Sisters with Jump. So we've had Queen, a one-syllable band, and now the Pointer Sisters Jump, a one-syllable song title. I think for the next few tracks, we're going to stick to one-syllable bands. Why am I doing this? Well, I wasn't inspired by the wacky holidays on offer today. Medical checkup day, raspberry tart day, play in the sand day. Nothing brilliant that you can easily link to music. And then I had an epiphany. Let's get my lovely leg end listeners to suggest tracks with only one syllable titles, or bands and artists with one syllable names, just to be a bit different, just to be a bit crazy, just to be a bit cerebral. And I wasn't expecting to say that tonight, just to get you guys thinking a little bit, get you involved in the show, suggest the music. Well done to everybody who's done just that throughout the afternoon in preparation for this show. Is your suggestion going to make it in? Well, stay tuned and you will find out. And remember, lots of other ways to get involved, polls to vote in, Ben's impossible question to try and answer a little bit later, and in the second hour of the show, how can you be my legend of the week for this week, my 129th episode of the show that goes like this? I can't believe we've been going that long. Amazing. And I will share with you, as this is my one syllable special that's been hastily improvised, so to speak, there is going to be a poll running. While I put this next track up, I will put the poll up as well, simply asking, is it good to just use short words? See what I've done there? Every word in that sentence, one syllable. Is it good to just use short words? Yes, or absolutely negative? While we all look for the poll on my social media, here's another one syllable artist. It's Cher. She believes.
No matter how
Share and Believe, they're one of the biggest selling songs from a female solo artist, I think worldwide and in the UK as well. Incredibly successful, but Share, a one-syllable word. And that was suggested earlier on social media by Liam Lakin and independently by Sue Burton. So thanks to the both of you for doing that. And Barbara Ferry, who's a regular contributor to this show, often suggests great tracks and often likes to get involved with bits of trivia here and there, has sent in this, which I love. Very interesting. Strengths is the largest one-syllable word. The plural of strength, strengths. Yes, that is 9 letters long, and it's one syllable. Quite impressive. Yes, well done. Strength on its own is quite impressive with 8 letters, but strengths. We've got a 9-letter word at one syllable. Stay tuned if you love your one-syllable words, because the Legend of the Week award may just depend on it, as does my ironic, hotly contested poll, which is sure to be running for another 20 hours or so, but it's fabulous if you vote during the live show. I will keep you updated on the scores. What is the poll all about? Well, this is my single syllable special, and therefore I'm asking on this poll, is it good to just use short words? That question, all one syllable words. And a raft of votes has come in while that last track was on. 33% of voters say yes, 67% of voters say absolutely negative. There we go. So, yeah, 2/3 to 1/3 at the moment. Could all change, though. If you're listening, you want to get involved, get yourself on my Facebook page, Ben Simmons, or my Ben Simmons radio page, and you can cast your vote. Just a single click to be involved in the show that goes like this tonight. Cast your vote, and the poll will change because of you. So thanks so much for that. Right, and thanks so much to everybody who suggested tracks. Let's keep them coming, then, and let's go from Share, one syllable, to Blue. That's also one syllable. Well done, Annalisa Marie. Here's One Love.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's kind of funny how life can change. Can flip 180 in a matter of days. Sometimes stuff works in mysterious ways. Without a trace, I refuse to give up. I refuse to give in. No, you're my everything. I don't wanna give up. I don't wanna give in. So everybody sing. One love for the mother's pride. One love for the times we cried. One love. Gotta stay alive. I will survive. One love for the city streets. One love for the hip hop beats. One love. Oh, I do believe one love is all we need.
Uh-huh.
Late at night, I'm still wide awake. Think this is far more than I can take. Stay alive, oh, I will survive. One love for the city.
streets.
One love, one love.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and this is the show that goes like this, with me, Ben Simmons, with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. Great tracks coming up until then, many of which have been suggested by you lovely leg-end listeners throughout the day today in response to my plea to fit in with the theme of single-syllable music today, whether it's the name of the song or whether more often it's the name of the singer or the band. One-syllable names. Don't ask me why, there's no particular reason. We're just a bit crazy like that on the show that goes like this. Sometimes we like to be wacky, don't we? Marvellous, and great to have you along, great to have you listening, and for those of you that choose to get involved, great to have you being interactive as well. And remember, you can now cast your vote. This is my one syllable show, so is it good to just use short words? Yes or absolutely negative? Get yourself on social media, Ben Simmons and the Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. You can find that poll there. Single click to cast your vote. Do we need a weather update? Is it necessary? I like to give it occasionally on a Tuesday evening, just to pass the time. I look out the window here in our Brentwood studio, and I can tell you, we're basked in sunlight right here. I'm pretty sure most of the country has been over the last few days. Hopefully it's been wonderful for you guys too. I know what's coming. We had endless rain in sort of February and March, didn't we? I know what's coming. Hosepipe ban. Give it a couple more days. Hosepipe ban. Yes, everything was well stocked. We've had quite a hot time in some of July and now in some of August as well, and all of a sudden we can't cope, everything's depleted. Yes, we won't be allowed to put hoses on, which won't really affect my life too much. If it does affect yours, I'm terribly sorry for you. While we all try and come to terms with an imminent hosepipe ban, here's a song suggested by Will Oliver from Basildon. Thank you very much, sir, for suggesting We All Keep On Moving. It's Five.
When
Phoenix FM.
Don't ask me how it's happened, but we're half hour into the show already. As I say very frequently when I'm broadcasting here at Phoenix FM, it's flying by. I must be enjoying myself. Hopefully you guys are as well. And we're all having a fabulous 11th of August together on the airwaves. Yes, it's difficult. You kind of feel a bit lethargic in this sort of hot humidity like we're having right now. But rest assured, within the next couple of days, we might see a little bit of thunder and it will break and get a lot more bearable. It's not going to break and get horrible. It's going to end up being like 24, 25 degrees instead of the oppressive 32, 33 degrees. But enough of me being obsessed with meteorology on the show that goes like this. I will leave that to the daytime presenters on Phoenix FM from now to keep you updated with the weather. Yes, tune into the breakfast show or eat my brunch or 1-2-3 or the drive time show and you get regular weather updates in the evening. Doesn't happen so often unless the presenter's obsessed with meteorology. Anyway, let's move away from all that. I'm just seeing a big map of the British Isles now. I'm picturing myself in front of it, waving my arms around. Do you remember in the 80s when the weather presenters used to just stick bits of clouds on and suns on and raindrops on? Oh no, all digital now. Much, much easier to present the weather. Anyway, not that it's easy. I've never done it. Why am I rambling about the weather? Please move on, everyone's saying. All right, then I will. So, we've had five tracks to open the show. Most of them had single-syllable named artists. Yes, we had the Pointer Sisters with Jump. The next five tracks, I don't think any of the artists are single syllables, but the titles of the tracks are. Well done, Spandau Ballet. They're feeling golden.
Thank you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all warm. Them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small. Luck has left me standing so soul. You've got the power to know you're indestructible. Always believe it, you are gold. Life that you're bound to return. There's something I could have learned. You're indestructible. Always believe it. After the rush has gone, I hope you find a little more time. Remember, we were partners in crime. It's only 2 years ago, the man with the suit and the face, he knew that he was there on the case. Now he's in love with you, he's in love with you. My love is like a hot prison wall. To return.
Phoenix FM.
Spandau Ballet there and the classic Gold, because there's one syllable in the title of the song. Why has this happened? Well, there's no specific day, don't worry, it's not one syllable day all across the world, but when I did my research, I discovered it's annual medical checkup day, it's raspberry tart day, and it's playing the sand day, amongst other things. We've recently had a lot of water suggestions in the last couple of weeks because we did nature, so I thought playing the sand, beach, seaside. No, we're not bothered about that. Raspberry tarts, how many songs about raspberries, you know, or tarts? In fact, don't answer that. And annual medical checkup day, all a little bit serious in these COVID times, so I thought, no, let's not do tracks that link to those themes. Let's come up with something entirely different. And then I've set the challenge of asking people to suggest tracks and songs by either artists or song titles with only one syllable in their name. And you guys have come up trumps as ever. So thanks so much for sending in your suggestions in your droves, which is brilliant. And more votes have come in. It's now, is it good to just use short words? Yes, 37%. Absolutely negative, 63%. So the loquacious ones amongst us are winning with 63% of the vote. Yes, it's hot. Yes, maybe you can't be bothered to structure long sentences. Maybe you just want to use short words. In which case, cast your vote for the short words, yes. If you want to be verbose, cast your votes for the absolutely negatives. And share the poll. Spread it far and wide. Let's see how wide a range we can reach of voters tonight on the show that goes like this. I'm going to get another couple of tracks on, then I will tell you all about Ben's impossible question for this evening, which is loosely linked to one-syllable words, I suppose. But I didn't say that Spandau Ballet's Gold was suggested by Ian Jones earlier on today, so thanks very much for that. And here's a suggestion from Simon Gangloff in Brighton. It's Michael Jackson. He's not feeling good.
Nothing. There's a way to I get through.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The Brilliant Bad by Michael Jackson there, courtesy of Simon Gangloff for suggesting it. Marvellous. While that track was on, something brilliant happened in the studio. Those of you who know me might know I'm also an actor, writer, director, performer in general. And apparently when you're on stage, it's very difficult because of the adrenaline that courses through your body to sneeze. Just one of those things. While that track was playing, obviously I'm a little bit more relaxed. I sneezed perfectly in time with the music of Michael Jackson's Bad. Can't remember ever doing that before, sneezing in time. Just weirdly satisfying. No one's ever going to know except me and you guys listening now, because I've shared it with you, but only me actually heard it live. Didn't get broadcast on the airwaves, which is probably for the best. Now, also while that track was on, I have prepared Ben's impossible question for this evening. Let's do this.
Not true.
Now then, this is my single syllable special. It has rapidly become that. And in order to make kind of reflect that in Ben's impossible question tonight, not exactly, but I thought, how can I get an impossible question that is loosely linked? Well, it got me thinking about words. It got me thinking about how quickly you can type words. And therefore, I know secretaries used to get measured, didn't they, in their WPMs, words per minute typing, and how fast they were, how accurate they were at it. So therefore, I took, for the first time in my life, I hastened to add, I didn't do practices, I just did it once, an online typing test, which isn't difficult to do. Basically, you can search for one. I clicked on one of the first things that came up, and it shows you a paragraph in front of you, and you have to just type it out as quickly and accurately as you can. So, to answer my impossible question, I would like you to have a guess at how many words per minute I can type according to this online typing test I did for the first time ever today at around about 5 o'clock. So how many words per minute can I type? That question has been shared to my social media, so have a look on there, and in the comments you have to put your guess. Now obviously you can only have one guess. I can see someone already has put multiple guesses, so they'll have to just remove the ones they don't want me to count. If you put multiple guesses, then you are ineligible for Ben's impossible question this week. So don't put multiple guesses, just put your one guess of how many words a minute I can type. Just so it's fair to everyone, otherwise we'll have everyone just putting random numbers up for the whole duration of the show. So just put your single guess up there. How many words a minute can I type according to the online typing test I did around about 5 o'clock today? It's the first time I've ever done one in my life. So who knows how proficient I am at typing? That's why it's impossible. That's why you just have to have a guess. It's a bit of fun on the show that goes like this. And this track now is courtesy of Aria Carrier suggesting it on Facebook earlier on. Single syllable song title, Chemical Brothers and Q-Tip. What is it? It's Go.
See, we get to the end, but that's where we begin. You feel it? Mannequins, and we breaking the mold. Breaking out, and we breaking the codes. Similar to the jack who stole, to the depths in your web, so you take explosive. So get it out. Send your body to flight. Everybody got a target tonight. Everybody come along for the ride. All your studs and your duds and your ladies is fly. Grip the moment like you're gripping the earth. Feel the weight, and you're feeling the girth. Now you get it, now you're feeling your worth. Fitness how you used to make when everything used to hurt. It goes. No time to rest. Just do your best. What you hear is not a test. We're only here to make you. We're only here to make you. We're only here to make you. We're only here to make you go. You gotta make it a time. Brightest star gonna be the guide. Gotta get you to the other side, to where the butterflies and where the peace reside. The first 5 minutes for the 15 of fame. 5 seconds for you saying my name. I'm deadly sharp shooting the game. Gonna hit you in the soul, executioner's aim. Get together and we building a fire. Clear smoke and it's taking us higher. Hands up, everyone is one. If you see yourself making it, you see in the sun. Metropolis on the edge of control. They take our money, but they won't take our soul. That ain't gonna do it no more. Won't do what we told and we ain't gonna fold. We go low. No time to rest. Just do your best. What you hear is not a test. We're only here to make you. 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 Go! Can't sleep, can't breathe, can't think, can't sleep, can't breathe, Everybody jumping out of their mind, everybody going out of their skins, everybody jumping out of their mind, everybody going out of their skins.
Great track there from the Chemical Brothers. That was Go. It's only got one syllable in. Yes, this is my single syllable special here on the show that goes like this. See, anything can happen. When I woke up this morning, I didn't know it was going to be my single syllable special, but it only blooming well is. And thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing it. So, yes, now remember, Ben's impossible question has now been posted on social media. I took an online typing test earlier today. How many words per minute, according to this test, can I type? Remember, you can only have one guess. If you've had more than one guess, all your guesses will be erased before the end of the show. You can erase them yourself and leave just one up there, but you're only eligible to win this question if you've only had the one guess, just to be fair to everybody. And thanks to everyone that's had a go so far. But yes, let's keep it fair. Right, this is the show that goes like this. It's 10 to 7. It's all flying by for me. It's a lovely, balmy Tuesday evening. I hope you're basking in sunshine wherever you are in the world. I hope it's entirely pleasurable. And I hope it's made slightly more entirely pleasurable by tuning into me here on Phoenix FM. Great to have you along. Right, well, one syllable song titles. We've had Gold by the Spandaus, Bad by the Michael Jacksons, Go by the Chemical Brothers. Time for something by Years and Years. That's not one syllable. King is, though.
myself to carry on. No love, no admission, take this from me tonight.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And while that track was on, love that track by the way, Years and Years with King there, I received a text message. Hi Ben, unfortunately we have had to close your case in relation to this bank. I'm not saying the name of the bank, from a PPI claims company. Now, didn't they have to be in by last August? I just presumed, if you hadn't heard anything by now, then, you know, there was nothing that could be claimed. I've just had a text message from one of the companies that was supposedly researching it on my behalf. They've had to close a case with relation to a particular bank that I banked with a few years ago. There you go. So, yes, August 2019 was the deadline. It's been a year. Excellent research they've done there. It's taking them a while to find out that I'm not owed any money. Anyway, I thought everybody was entirely not sick enough of hearing about PPI for about the last 15 years. And, you know, just when you think it's all over, it comes back to haunt you. PPI claims. Brilliant. Just felt the need to share. It's cathartic, you know, it helps. Right, this is my single syllable special. Great to have you along. Ben's impossible question has now been asked online. Before the show, I took an online typing test. What was my speed in words per minute? Have a guess. One guess per person. Multiple guesses will be disqualified. What you need to do to be Legend of the Week coming up after 7 o'clock. And there is a poll running as well. Is it good to just use short words? Yes. Or absolutely negative. All relating to my single syllable special, obviously, which is entirely marvellous. Celebrity birthdays coming up in the second hour of the show as well. So keep tuned, keep here, 98.0 Phoenix FM or phoenixfm.com. Join us online or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. So many ways you can be here, so many ways in which you guys always are every Tuesday. Brilliant to have you along. Let's get more music on then to take us into the second hour. It's Madge. She's voguing.
What are you looking at?
Hello.
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes. And we're into the second hour of the 129th episode of the show that goes like this. Thanks for being here. Hope you're having a great evening so far. Hope it's enhanced by being a part of this programme on Phoenix FM. Great to have you along. Remember, anything can happen. Things that regularly happen are celebrity birthdays, Ben's impossible question, a hotly contested poll, and the Legend of the Week award. So I better tell you what you can do to be my Legend of the Week. I will post this on social media while the next track is on, but this is the requirement. Remember, it's nice to listen, to enjoy the music, to hear the presenter say occasional wacky things, but it's nicer to be interactive and get involved in the programme. And if it's easy to do that on social media, where you just have to type something in very quickly, the odd sentence here and there, a couple of clicks of the mouse, that's great, isn't it? You get shout outs on the airwaves as well, and then you might just win an accolade before I go off the air as well. Brilliant stuff. So, for Legend of the Week tonight, and it's not going to be easy, little bit tricky, so pay close attention and don't do anything until I've posted about it on Facebook, because you do have to comment in the relevant place on my Facebook profile or Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, as this is my single syllable special for Legend of the Week tonight. Describe yourself in a sentence of words with only one syllable. The one that I deem to be the best will be my Legend of the Week. Describe yourself in a sentence of words. Every word must only have one syllable in it. Actually, quite tricky, I think. I'm going to post that online. We're going to get started with a great track taken from the Greatest Showman Reimagined album, where current pop artists have reimagined some of the original Greatest Showman tracks. It's aptly named. Here's Pink with A Million Dreams.
City Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is. Hope you're doing marvellously. And it's all happening on the show that goes like this right now. The hotly contested poll still running. It's my single syllable special this evening. And the poll asks, is it good to just use short words? All single syllables in that sentence. 36% say yes, 64% say absolutely negative. The more verbose are winning right now, but you can cast your vote and change all that if you want to, and then you can try and answer Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible.
It's not meant to be easy. It's kind of meant to be a thing you just guess, and we give the nearest guess the accolade at the end. So, I took an online typing test earlier today. How many words per minute can I type according to this test? You have to find this post on my Facebook profile and comment beneath it with your guess. If you're the nearest, you win Ben's impossible question accolade for the week. That's rather marvellous, isn't it? And now, I am asking to be considered for Legend of the Week. You have to have a go at this next request. And to be Legend of the Week, you have to do it the best. So, describe yourself in a sentence of entirely one-syllable words. Off you go, basically. And a couple of people have done it so far, but I'm encouraging as many people as possible to get involved. Who is going to be Legend of the Week number 129? Could it be you? While we all wonder about that, I haven't accredited some of the song choices recently to the people that did so. So King by Years and Years was courtesy of Graham Long. Vogue by Madonna was courtesy of Larry Pargeter. And A Million Dreams by Pink was from Dawn Sterling. So thank you very much to you guys. Here then, we're going back to single syllable us or bands. And although Blur come pretty close with song two, making it all single syllables, I'm going to finish off the show with one of my favourite single syllable bands and song titles, which is a very difficult combination to find. Blur was so close. Song two. This is Thanks to Stuart James. Sweet there then with Blur and Song 2. Well, let's go straight on to another track so it's not so short and sweet. This is from Phil Whelan, suggesting it on Facebook earlier. Thank you very much to you, sir, for doing that. This is that all-time brilliance of a single-syllable RT, single-syllable song title. It's coming again at the end that I thought of. Phil Whelan's thought of Prince and Cream, though. Kudos.
Yeah.
the best. Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and as ever, this time on a Tuesday evening, it's the show that goes like this here on Phoenix FM, and thank you, however you've managed to be here listening live. Yes, it will get posted on my blog page on the Phoenix website in the ensuing days, and you can listen to it at your leisure. But I always think, for those hardcore leg ends that are here during the live broadcast, it's all that more exciting, fulfilling, heartwarming, and wonderful. None of those words had one syllable in. But this is my one syllable special, not for any particular reason. Yes, regular listeners will know I like to celebrate wacky holidays that occur on the day the show goes out. They're all a bit of a letdown today, though. And sometimes when there's a dearth of great wacky holidays you can link to musical themes, I look at maybe if it's a particular week or a particular month, which my exhaustive research enables me to do. And we've had, I can't remember, things like Always Be Happy Week or Bakery Products Month or something like that, that we've occasionally embraced on this programme. But, you know, just to let you know exactly how much of a letdown it was earlier. Yes, it's annual medical checkup day, but no one wants to be thinking about that. It's Raspberry Tart Day. I'm not that bothered about raspberries. I find them a bit tart, ironically. And it's also Play in the Sand Day, but I don't want to go to the beach. They're too crowded at the moment. It's difficult to socially distance. So no, I've shunned all those topics. But when I looked at the week and the month, also, bit of a letdown. Did you know August is Cataract Awareness Month? Come on, there's got to be more enjoyable things than this going on that we can focus on. Well, yes, one syllable things. That's what I've done, just plucked it out of thin air. And thin and air only have one syllable in, so I was quite pleased about that. So yes, we're embracing all these things now on the show that goes like this, and we've only got 40 minutes left of this programme for you guys to worry about the answer to Ben's impossible question, to try and describe yourself in a sentence of only one syllable words, to be my legend of the week tonight, and also to get interactive and vote on the hotly contested poll. Is it good to just use short words? Yes, or absolutely negative? See what I've done there? Read the question. Words of one syllable. Two possible answers, a one syllable one or a considerably longer one. I like to think, for the more intellectually minded amongst you, that's vaguely amusing.
Anyway, you can be the judge of that. And thank you so much for judging me. Right, let's get more music on. Remember, all the tracks you're hearing, as ever, suggested by you lovely people out there on the social media glory of Facebook and the Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, shared to my personal Ben Simmons page as well. And I've asked for artists or song titles with only one syllable in their name. And you guys have been fabulous at coming up with those. So we've had Blur and Song 2 from Stuart James, Prince and Cream from Phil Whelans, the brilliant mixture there of a title of one syllable and a band name with one syllable. Another one of those is coming up from me at the end of the show. If you can get it, I'll be blooming impressed. A little bit of an obscure one, I think it's fair to say. If you know your mid-90s now albums, you might be able to work it out. Right, what's coming up now? I'm going to do Björk. That's pretty much one syllable. Maybe in Icelandic it isn't, but I couldn't care less about that. And when anybody plays Björk, you think of It's Oh So Quiet. I'm sick of that track. I've played it numerous times on the show that goes like this. Therefore, let's hear Big Time Sensuality.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is. And I'd like to say a big thanks to Thomas Haywood out there somewhere in Essex, who's been bantering with me on social media all about pies. He suggested a Frey Bentos pie. I've asked him to reconsider and think about pucker pies. Obviously, many other pies are available. I remember eating a pie from a place called Pie Minister somewhere. I think they're still about as well. But obviously, many kinds of pies are available, not just the ones I've mentioned on this radio. But thanks to Thomas for getting me thinking all about pies. Pie awareness and pie charts as well, which is something entirely different. Very difficult to eat a pie chart, but anyway, moving swiftly on. Remember all the things you can do to get involved in the last half hour or so before I start revealing winners, because what usually happens, I reveal the winners, play a final track at around about 5 or 4 minutes to 8 o'clock, and then that's me done. So you got to get your suggestions in for things within the next 32 minutes. I would suggest you could be legend of the week tonight. You could have the closest answer to Ben's impossible question. You could be one of the people that's voted the way of the winners in the hotly contested poll. I haven't even mentioned celebrity birthdays yet, but keep it here. I will get round to them. Absolutely marvellous. Now, what can I tell you is going on social media? Well, I have had a message come in with something vaguely amusing from regular show contributor Ron Wilmot, because I did mention a few minutes back that it was Cataract Awareness Month in August. Ron says he never saw that coming. Well done, Ron. Great work as ever. You can always rely on Ron Wilmot for a pun on this programme, that's what I think. Excellent stuff. Right, let's keep the tracks coming. Remember, it's the one syllable special of the show that goes like this tonight. Therefore, all the artists you're going to hear now have one syllable names, except for a couple who've got songs with one syllable titles, just to make up for it. And a hastily improvised addition to the library tonight, because it's just come in from Maria on the Isle of Wight suggesting it. Here's Free. All right, now.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate, let's move.
FM.
And we're into the final quarter of tonight's show as Free leave us in the background there with All Right Now. It's been a single syllable show all the way through. It would have been amazing if I'd been able to do all the links in between all the songs in words of only one syllable. But I'm far more verbose than that. You should know me by now. Yes, I love a pun. Pun's only one syllable. But many of the words that have come out of my mouth tonight are many more syllables. So, yeah, I wonder what the longest syllable word I've used is. That could have been something else we could have done. It's not time now. If anyone wants to look up the longest syllable word, and I don't mean something like anti-disestablishmentarianism or flocky-knocking-hillipilifications and all that gubbins, which are clearly loads of syllables. I mean, something you use in regular parlance, in everyday language, that's just a very long number of syllables that doesn't sound ridiculous to put in a sentence. If anyone wants to message me on the social media channels, that'll be marvellous. Lots of syllables in a regular word. There's another challenge for you. I've just, you know, it's just come to me. That's the beauty of the show that goes like this. I'm not calling it going off at tangents. I'm calling it we can be improvisational and go off wherever the heck we like, but we're still loosely keeping the theme of the show going. One syllable words, tracks by artists with one syllable names. That's happening for the most part until the end, but we have got a couple of tracks by people with multi-syllable names, but the name of their track is one syllable. That's how I'm getting away with it. Whatever's happening, everybody just calm down. I know you might be standing up right now with excitement at all the involvement you can have in the show that goes like this, but here's James. They want you to sit down.
Those who feel
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It is, and the hotly contested poll is still running. Don't forget, is it good to just use short words? They're all one syllable in that sentence. 42% of voters say yes. 58% of voters say absolutely negative, darling. And therefore, the more loquacious amongst you, the more verbose, the more people what use to like big words are winning. So, good for them. Now, we haven't done celebrity birthdays yet. Should we change all that and do it now? Go on, then. If it's your birthday today, then you share a birthday with Ian McDermott, otherwise known as Emperor Palpatine in the Star Wars saga, who's 76 today. Actress Ashley Jensen, who is in a lot of Ricky Gervais comedies, is 51 today. Actress Sophie Okonedo is 52 today. TV personality Joey Essex is 30 today. Comedian Izzy Suti is 42 today. Comedian Ted Robbins is 65. Singer Sandy Tom is 39. And had she survived, Enid Blyton would be 123 today. I used to love The Faraway Tree by Enid Blyton. There was the famous five, the secret seven, wasn't there? But there was the faraway tree. It was his own saga with toffee shops and Google buns and saucepan man and Silky and Moonface. If you're a child of the early 80s, mid 80s, maybe you'll remember Enid Blyton's The Faraway Tree. Maybe it even stretched into the 90s. People loving those books when they were kids. Fantastic. I highly recommend them even now. So, yeah, check them out. Right, it's 7:38 and 34 seconds, but it's not anymore. The seconds have changed. I'm not going to keep updating in seconds. That would, quite frankly, be ridiculous. Not all that long left until I give you the answer to Ben's impossible question and let you know who's done the best and therefore deserves to be my legend of the week for show number 129. But a few more tracks to squeeze in, all with one syllable involved in the music choice. Bjork's Big Time Sensuality earlier was chosen by Nick Ashton. James Sit Down was chosen by John DiNadio. Here is I'm Your Man by Wham, thanks to Liam Lakin.
Baby,
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, right, I've got to try as ever and squeeze in a few more tracks. Before I give the answers to Ben's impossible question, I'll let you know who tonight's Legend of the Week is. It's been all happening once again on the show that goes like this. Yes, my single syllable special is in full flow. It's coming to the end. We're almost in the home stretch, I guess. And yeah, I think we can do three more tracks before I leave you, possibly four if we're lucky, although that seems more and more unlikely, with answers and awards that need to be given and titles that need to be bestowed. Keep it here, 98.0, phoenixfm.com. If you have a smart speaker, just say, can you play Phoenix FM, please? You don't even have to say please. They don't really respond to politeness, do they? Smart speakers, they just do your bidding like that. I think they should be encouraged to only do it if you say please and thanks. I do that. I have a smart speaker and I ask it to do something and I go, cheers, love, afterwards. I've just got into the habit of it. It doesn't really help. It just makes me feel good. Moving swiftly on, right, Ben's impossible question I think will be answered after this next track. Now, here's a track that was suggested earlier on social media by the very lovely Karen Owen in Derbyshire. We're going to slow things down and get a bit reflective with Elvis Costello and She.
She may be the face I can't forget, trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn brings, maybe a hundred different things within the measure of a day. Smile reflected in a stream, she may not be what she may seem inside her shell.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, then, it's time to reveal all.
Not true. That's impossible.
Ben's impossible question on this single syllable special said, I took an online typing test earlier. How many words per minute, according to that, can I type? And you've guessed in your droves. I'm going to pick out a selection of them. Barbara Ferry going very high with 180. I'm not exactly Speedy Gonzalez. Thomas Hayward going insanely crazy with 8,692 whilst eating a Frey Bentos pie. Very descriptive. Mark Straker going to a clearly underwhelming level of nearly 5. Eddie Bushell says 43. Nick Ashton says 37. Rachel Woollett, a little bit disappointed. She thinks I can only do 20. My mum has guessed 60, which is a good guess. What else is on there? My dad has guessed 90. Naomi Bushell has guessed 78. These are all highly respectable. And then Susan Starr has guessed 33. Well, shockingly, according to the online test, which I've only done once, never done it before, I can type 54 words per minute. Although, when adjusted for the errors that I made... Because, yes, I was trying to do it as quickly as possible. 49. So either 54 or 49 was the correct answer, which, according to this website, says is well above average, apparently. So I was quite pleased. I've never done any secretarial training whatsoever, never tried to be fast at typing, but I'm well above average. Now, listen, this is controversial because we don't like accusations of nepotism. Nepotism? What's nepotism? Favouring King Neptune? No, I'm not doing that. Nepotism. And my mum is actually the closest, which is a little bit crazy. Non-family member who's the closest is Eddie Bushell. So to Eddie Bushell and to my mum Fran, you'll have to fight it out amongst yourselves as to who really deserves the accolade of being closest at the answer to Ben's impossible question. I'm going to play the winning tune and you can decide who celebrates more. Yes, well done. We're not playing the whole thing because that's reserved for the Legend of the Week. We're going to find that out after the next track. Who could it be? Now listen, single syllable song titles. We had the Pointer Sisters and Jump with earlier on. No, we're not doing the Girls Aloud version. We're doing an entirely different track called Jump. It's Van Halen. Gotta love this intro. Just makes you feel good, doesn't it? Get your air guitars ready. Have a jump around. Go for it, Van Halen.
How you feel? You got to roll with the punches. Phoenix FM.
Well, that was Van Halen and the classic Jump, suggested by Graham Long earlier on today. Right then, we've got to sum up the entire show in a couple of minutes and decide who on earth could be Legend of the Week this week. But before we get to that, what about the result, before I leave you, of the hotly contested poll? Yes, it's my single syllable special tonight. Is it good to just use short words? 43% of voters say yes, favouring the short words. 57% say absolutely negative, they want them to be longer. So there you go. That will still be running after I go off the air, though, so you can still cast your vote or share the poll and get people to vote for what you believe in. Now then, what about Legend of the Week tonight? Describe yourself in a sentence of entirely one-syllable words. Barbara Ferry has gone for the very short and simple, organised. Who else? My dad has gone for 5 pence short of a 10 bob note, which I love. That's quite impressive. Eddie Bushell says, used to sing for cash. Very nice. Rachel Willett says, loves Chaz and Dave. Excellent. But the winner, for just appealing to something I absolutely love, is Mark Straker with the classic, I Am a Sith Lord. Well done, Mark Straker. Yes, I've always loved all things Star Wars, and my screensaver is a picture of Darth Vader when he appears on the ship in Rogue One. What a brilliant scene at the end of that film. Makes the whole film worth watching, just for the bit where Vader loses it and goes a bit crazy at the end, flailing his lightsaber all over the place and force choking everyone. So yes, congratulations to Mark Straker. Now, what else can be resolved before I go off the air? Well, I did tell you that I was going to finish with a track that really does celebrate single syllables. It's by a band with a single syllable name, and the song title is a single syllable as well. And I said, if you got Now albums in the mid-90s, you may be able to work it out. I don't think you could exactly call it a huge hit that's lasted the test of time, but it was number one at the time. So here with Dupe is Dupe. See you next week. Bye for now. Rob's up next.